It's time for Radio Nibbles, and John Lindorf is here to talk about his new guide to farm stands and more local food news. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Shannon, and welcome, everybody. Gather around the table here, get your coffee. This morning, I really want to talk about this Under the Radar. They're family-owned, irregular hours and stuff. And I realized that there was, you know, you can find the farmers markets and all that stuff. But farm stands are different, they really offer an opportunity to support local farmers directly, but they also have really cool stuff. And so in the Boulder Weekly last week, I put together the only guide that I know of to farm stands in Boulder County.
And we'll repost that on KGNU as well at news.kgnu.org when we post today's Radio Nibbles segment. And I have to say, it's a great resource. And it also focuses on, for example, some places specialize in eggs. Others have like particular types of vegetables. It's very, very handy. It's just the kind of thing I was going to ask you about. And you already did it.
For instance, Benevolence Orchard and Gardens. So you can drive past it and miss it completely on Jay Road. Wonderful vegetables, and they have a huge orchard there, which means they have wonderful honey. And it's really worth visiting. There's another place in Louisville it's right at 95th and South Boulder Road called Seventh Generation Farm. Wonderful little place. Eggs, produce, meat, There's you know, more and more. Munson is about to open, of course, with the corn. You know, the tomatoes are starting to come in. Olin Farms does a thing every Saturday. So, I really, you should like take a Saturday, get up early, and make the rounds. You'll find vegetables you don't see anywhere else, and food products from local producers. It's very community oriented and supportive.
Can I ask you a question that's just totally random?
Please.
You know, I just might as well ask it on the air. So I had to go up to Estes Park over the weekend, and I have to go back again this next week. What's the best ice cream place in Estes Park?
Ice cream, I don't know. But there's a wonderful pie cafe there, and that you need pie cafe. But more importantly than that, they just opened a place called the Daily Donut. And they have donuts and ice cream. As far as a scoop shop goes, I'd have to actually do a little research, but avoid the world of jerky. It's just a whole room full of jerky.
Okay. Well, how about ice cream down the mountain?
For instance, so there's this New York scoop shop called Van Leeuwen. They're opening a shop in 29th Street in August. But they have weird flavors. Grey Poupon, you know. Think of, you know, sweet mustard and Kraft macaroni and cheese ice cream. So there's a lot of novelty there. But there's a new Mexican-oriented ice cream shop in Longmont called La Marquesita. Crepes, ice cream, and the very cool Mexican frozen desserts that you don't get elsewhere.
All right. Well, let's talk about dogs.
Dogs, yes. Help me out here, folks. You know, I go to these restaurants, and people just walk in with their dogs, or they have a little dog in their bag at the table, or they let the dog run around. Now, a lot of people love it, and there's places like Romero's in Lafayette that have a place outside for people and dogs.
The keyword being outside.
Yeah. What I want to know is, do you love or hate having dogs at restaurants? And I hope you send your comments to nibbles@boulderweekly.com.
Well, on that note, what's the best thing you've eaten lately?
I finally got to eat last night with some very old college friends at Ashkara, Dan Asher's place. And he was there. And I got to say, it's just magnificent. Wonderful, wonderful hummus, freshly baked pita. Real attention to ingredients, and I was very impressed. And you know, that's hard for me to do.
Well, you can read John's latest Nibbles column in the Boulder Weekly and listen to Radio Nibbles episodes every Thursday or online at news.kgnu.org. Please visit that website today. We'll be posting his guide to Boulder County farm stands. It's really a wonderful text.
Thanks for listening today. And be sure to listen to this week's How on Earth show. It's about land-raised salmon.
Absolutely.
If you love salmon, it's really interesting and maybe the future of that particular fish.